is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The makeup of the current U.S. Congress is historic, with its representations of different types of people and for the number of women serving. But more girls need to know about their opportunities to grow up and serve in government, according to Cincinnati City Councilwoman Tamaya Denard. She launched the Girls in Government event 2 years ago and recently hosted the second event. I spoke with Denard earlier, and we were joined by Ava Surendorf, an eighth grader at St. Ignatius School, who took part in the event. Cincinnati City Councilwoman Tamaya Denard, welcome back to the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And we also have an eighth grader from St. Ignatius School, Ava Surendorf. Thanks for joining us today.
Hello. Thank you.
All right. So we're talking about the Girls in Government program that you hosted over the weekend, Councilwoman. And I'm curious about what the program is and what inspired you to create it.
Thanks. Girls in Government, this is our second year. And we started Girls in Government because we knew that women are woefully underrepresented in government. But we know that everybody doesn't want to run for office necessarily. So the whole goal is to expose girls to careers in government, be it elected officials or engineering or, you know, department heads. We want girls to basically know that no matter what your interests are, no matter what you want to do, you can work in government or at the least bit be more civically engaged.
And why is that important?
I think it's important because government should represent the people that they serve. And if we are 50% of the population, but we're not 50% of the representation, there's a gap in what happens in our community. So a lot of times with women, we don't run for office because we're not encouraged to run for office. We don't have people telling us that we should run for office. And the things that we think hold us back are the things that actually make us really good elected officials. So that's our hope, that if we start teaching girls and exposing girls to government at a younger age, they'll be more apt to at least want to be involved, but maybe, hey, think about running for elected office.
There's been a lot of talk about the makeup of the current Congress and the number of females who are occupying seats in the lower chamber and the upper chamber. What impact does that have on younger girls when they see women rising to those positions?
I think it's important because women sometimes, and it's just people in general, we have to see it to be. And I think oftentimes people, it's a scientific research that people take in information more often when someone looks like them. So it's really important that the decisions that people are making affect everyone. And it's important that everyone's lens is in the room. So I think when young girls look at, you know, different elected officials, they can see themselves. And that's one of the paths that we need to have more representation.
Ava, you're an eighth grader at St. Ignatius, and you participated in the program. What do you feel like you learned from it?
I learned that you have to be confident, you have to be a leader in order to have people to hear your voice and have sort of like, it helps to inspire girls to just like really, really get up there and have a voice and make sure that they have a seat at the table.
I overheard you before we started to record this. You stated that you saw a posting about this event and you told your mom about it?
Yes.
Yeah, so you told your family that you wanted to go to this. Why?
Well, I've always been interested in making sure that girls know that they can lead and that they can do what they want to do with their lives. So I was like, I want to be able to help them to realize that as well by doing things in the future, such as the Girls in Government, that will help me to understand more and more what I can do to help more girls realize what they're capable of.
So you're in the eighth grade. You're going to be in high school next year. What are other girls like in your grade? Is this something that you talk about in groups? Are you just talking about boys, or are you talking about, serious world events?
Well, my group of friends are really awesome, and I have a friend who is like a leader like me. She's really into leadership, and she inspires me as well. But we actually don't talk about as much as I would hope we would. I mean, I've always tried to. They ask me what do you do when you talk about all this stuff that you do outside of school, and I'm like, I'm trying to make a difference. I'm trying to make a difference for all the girls who are out there who need a voice.
So let's talk about the event and what you got from it. What do you feel like you took away from it that day?
I took away from the event that day was that there are lots of women out there already who are really helping women and girls to realize that they need to, that they have a future, and that confidence is really key in doing that and having a voice. And just, I learned that you have to be brave to stand up and to think and to lead and to know that you're equal as everyone else.
Who are your role models?
My mother is definitely one of my role models. My teachers are very inspiring. I am on the Hamilton County Commission on Women and Girls, and I really look up to Denise Driehaus. And I just have so many women out there who are awesome, like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I think she's great. And there's just so many women out there who are just really inspiring.
Councilwoman, when you were at Aiken High School growing up, who were your female leadership role models?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I mean, I looked up to people like Cecile Richards and Barbara Jordan. At the time, Miss Cooper, Minette Cooper was in office. I looked up to her, Marion Spencer. So I had a lot of different role models. Martina Navratilova. So a lot of people I looked up to across the board, a lot of women who were not only empowering, but made a difference in empowering other people.
Was there any instance of a female in some role of power or leadership that struck with you significantly enough to think, you know, someday I'm going to run for office?
You know, I always was interested in politics, but I never thought about actually running for office. But I remember being, I don't even know, maybe 5 years old, really young, watching, I was a really weird kid who loved the news, but I remember watching Barbara Jordan on the Democratic National Convention. And I remember she looked like me, she talked like me, she had hair like mine. Uh-huh. And so that image of her being just very, very powerful, it resonated with me. So it was always in the back of my mind that maybe I can do that. And I did other things, went to school for business, and then came back to politics because I wanted to make a difference in my community. And I thought about my path and my journey and wanted to see how I can make that, make an impact on other people.
Well, you're both in good company in this room. I mean, you're talking about loving news when you were a kid. You're involved in maybe too many activities after school. I know those feelings really well. Tamaya, one of the areas that you focus on in this event, Girls in Government, is a talk about superpowers. And I'm curious what you mean by that in a human level.
Yeah, it was really important that because a lot of times, just because of how we're socialized, women and girls are just socialized differently, and sometimes we don't focus enough in ourselves. We feel like if we look and see what our strengths are, it's seen sometimes as being braggadocious, but we wanted people to see that they possess the powers. It's almost like The Wizard of Oz, how Dorothy was trying to do all these things, but she had the power all along. It's the same kind of principle we have with the superpowers. We wanted to talk about, what do you already possess? What can you do right now that's special? Because above everything else, we wanted the girls to know that who they are today and what they are is enough. And a lot of times, it's nothing wrong to aspire to be greater. There's nothing wrong to aspire to grow and mature, but who you are right now is enough. So listening to the girls talk about their superpowers, it was very inspiring to me because, and I'm not trying to disparage boys in any way, shape, or form, but the conversation, if you ask boys what their superpowers are and girls what their superpowers are, the conversation was much different. We had girls talking about empathy, caring, listening, the things to me that really make a difference in women in leadership. So I think a boys would have been like, you know, I'm very strong and I can do this and I can do that. And the girls are very strong, but showing strength in a way that, yeah, sometimes is a physical strength and that's great, but there's also mental strength and spiritual strength and, you know, different kinds of strength. So we really wanted them to see. Like, and it was hard for them to really think because they kept thinking, well, I don't want to talk about what I'm good at because I don't want nobody to think I'm better than somebody else. And so that's what they would tell me. Well, we had to kind of pull it out of them, but it was good for them to hear what their superpowers were and to hear what other people's superpowers were.
Ava, was that strange to talk about or were you very comfortable with it?
I mean, it was a little bit different to be sure because I wasn't too sure what I was going to write at first. And I had to really think about it because I love doing lots of things. I love to read and write, and I enjoy singing. But when I really thought about it, I was like, I think that my superpower to be like understanding people and like what they're thinking about and how they're feeling.
And so were you able to express that at this gathering over the weekend?
Yes, I definitely believe I did, because I made so many friends there that I didn't think I would make friends there very much. But I was so happy, and when I introduced myself and told them my superpower, I sort of like, oh, that feels right. That's great.
What was it like connecting with these like-minded girls at this activity? How did that make you feel?
It made me feel like, united together, we can do anything that we put our minds to.
Councilwoman, you have another expression, I believe, that involves a folding chair?
Yes.
What does that mean?
So Shirley Chisholm, who's the first black woman elected to Congress, her famous quote of many, she said, if they don't give you a seat at the table, to bring a folding chair. And
yes,
we are inviting the girls to bring their folding chairs. One of the things that Ava, who's absolutely amazing, talked about making friends, we really made an issue and pressed it upon the girls that the diversity in the room was pretty amazing. You know, Ava goes to St. Ignatius. We had kids from private schools, parochial schools, public schools, charter schools, homeschool. And so kids who maybe wouldn't ordinarily get a chance to interact and get to know each other, we asked them, if you don't do anything else today, leave here with knowing one person that's not from your neighborhood or your school or your community. And the diversity was so beautiful. So we really pressed that on the girls to get to know people who are different than you are. And that's how we grow. We didn't focus on who was Democrat and who was Republican. We didn't care about that. We just wanted to make sure everybody respected everybody's differences, but really focused on what made us alike and understand that regardless of what neighborhood you come from or what part of town, we're more alike than we are unalike. So it was really cool.
I'm looking at the list of women that participated in this, and they seem to come from a variety of backgrounds, both, not just personally, but the various roles that they serve in the city government. Maybe they're police officers. They work in your office, Councilwoman, mm-hmm. as Director of Community Relations or Chief of Staff. Ava, I wonder, when we talk about women in government, did this open your eyes up to the variety of possibilities that there exist?
My mother has always taught me, she has a degree in political science, so I already know a lot about government and how it works. But I definitely felt like I learned more on like how I'm like supposed to like go forward with that information.
And your mother, Rebecca, is here, I'm sure, beaming very proud with how well you're handling this interview. So well done. And you're going to Mercy McCauley next year for high school. What happens after that?
I'm not too sure what college I'm going to. Haven't even really thought about it yet.
What are your interests?
But I love science. I love to write. And I love to act and sing, but I consider that more of a hobby.
Okay. So we'll look forward to what happens with you down the road. And Councilwoman, I assume that this event went well enough to where you'll want to do it for a third year?
Absolutely. We had great support. So we're thankful for all the volunteers that came out and all the women and girls who make this program so successful.
And when can people expect to find out more information on how to be involved if it's something that they think they missed out on?
They can go to our City of Cincinnati webpage, which is cincinnati-gov, to find out more information. And then we'll probably do applications after the new year.
All right. And we'll have information on the Cincinnati Edition section of WVXU.org. Councilwoman Tamaya Dennard, appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And Ava, we appreciate you coming down and talking to us as well. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition. The producer for today's show is Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. I'm Michael Monks. Subscribe to our podcast at WVXU.org.